With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. NYPD has cleared Hamilton Hall on the Columbia campus. They've secured the building. They say Columbia requested they remain on campus until May 17th. Police in riot gear enter the campus through a second-floor window, deploying tear gas inside Hamilton Hall. About 100 officers moved in after university officials sent a letter asking for help. NYPD Assistant Commissioner Carlos Neves.
There are no students, there are no people in the blood.
New York police have taken down the Palestinian flag at City College, New York, after pro-Hamas protesters raised it earlier tonight. Police returned the American flag to its rightful place. On X, Libs of TikTok account posted video of students at UNC Chapel Hill protecting the American flag from pro-Hamas anti-American protesters who tried to remove it. You see a group of guys standing around the flagpole keeping the flag from touching the ground, while the angry Hamas mob screams vulgarities at them. Also at SRNnews.com, an election year change to marijuana classification by the Biden administration.
The Associated Press has learned that the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration will propose to the White House Office of Management and Budget that it recognizes the medical use of cannabis and acknowledges it has less potential for abuse than some of the nation's most dangerous drugs. But it would not legalize marijuana outright for recreational use. The move comes after President Joe Biden called for a review of federal marijuana law in October 2022 and moved to pardon thousands of Americans convicted federally of simple possession of the drug. It also clears the last significant regulatory hurdle before the agency's biggest policy change in more than 50 years can take effect. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
This is SRN News. The 2024 election may be all about faith.
People of faith, that is. Leaders of both conservative and liberal church groups are planning national get-out-the-vote campaigns heading into an election that many believe will be one of the most important in U.S. history. The National Council of Churches, which includes most liberal denominations, has announced a Freedom Summer initiative. The Conservative Faith and Freedom Group will spend $62 million to register voters. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Churches in New Zealand may lose their tax-exempt status. Newly elected Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says he's interested in finding ways to get churches to pay taxes following accusations by liberals in the media that congregations are getting a free ride under current law. In fact, New Zealand's churches have been tax-exempt since the 1600s, as most churches around the world. Christianity is on the wane in New Zealand. This is SRN News. The Department of Agriculture testing ground beef.
The Department of Agriculture will test ground beef for bird flu particles, although officials say they're confident the nation's meat supply is safe. Bird flu has been found in nearly three dozen dairy herds across nine states. The new testing is the latest effort by the government to track and understand how the virus is spreading among livestock. A week ago, the USDA confirmed it found non-infectious remnants of the bird flu virus in pasteurized milk. Scientists say there's no evidence to suggest people can get bird flu by consuming food that's been pasteurized or properly cooked. I'm Shelley Adler.
Refugees have set up tents in Seattle's Powell Barnett Park. Around 200 set up 50 tents. They say they're mainly from Africa and Venezuela. More details at SRNnews.com.